Just before our next prayer, 1919 was the formal close of the First World War with the Peace of Versailles. If you follow us to the War Memorial, you'll see that the words on it say 1914 to 1919. It was the first time that the 2-minute silence was observed, and it's also the 80th anniversary of the Second World War. Let us pray. Living God, 100 years ago, a year after the guns had ceased, the 2-minute silence began. However, the absence of loved ones was, if anything, more real and more painful when the soldiers returned and the loved ones did not. Some came back in body, but changed inside, with memories that would never die and bodies that would never heal. And 80 years ago, it started all over again and sucked in more and more nations as the Second World War unfolded and front lines became less clear, until all were caught up in its misery. We pray for all who in bereavement, disability, and pain continue to suffer the consequences of fighting and terror. We remember with thanksgiving and sorrow all whose lives in world wars and conflicts past and present have been given and taken away. We remember our armed forces serving in different parts of our troubled world and pray for your protection on them in all their undertakings as peacekeepers. Forgive us for ever glamorizing war. Help us in our remembrance to commit to working for peace, for justice, and for reconciliation. Help us never to forget the courage shown in war by both men and women, serving in so many different ways. And as we honor the past, may we put our faith in your future, for you are the source of life and hope, both now and forever. Amen. Now we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.